Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and checking it out and using it. And I think we're going to have a record month in this month. The way things are going, the way it's tracking, the way you guys are using our website is I believe you're going to blow it out of the water as far as a record number of usage of the site, the number of visitors to the site. Thank you very much for that. It really makes me feel good. We work hard to provide good stuff for you so you can go there and follow your dream and build your small businesses and have the maximum opportunity to be successful. That's our goal here. And that's the goal of our Brain Trust members too. And so I really appreciate you using it. Check it out. It's all there. It's all free. Thanks to our corporate partners. And also don't forget to subscribe to our free newsletter. We'll send you that on Sunday. And you can come and look at our blog, or we'll send you our blog, which comes Monday through Friday. It's available. It's fresh. It's new every weekday. And we'll either send it to you or you can come get it. And don't forget all the other things there. Couldn't do without our Brain Trust members, folks. And one person that I can think of who's on top of that list is Barbara Weltman. Barbara's a long-time member of our Brain Trust. Now we're about to celebrate 8 years of Barbara being a member of our Brain Trust. That makes her a very special person around here. She's the author of so many books. I hurt myself carrying them in here. Her new book, though, she co-authored along with Jerry Silverman, his Small Business Survival book. She is also our top tax expert. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back.
Great intro, and I can't believe it's 8 years.
It's 8 years.
I can't believe it.
I know. Well, the time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it, Barbara?
You bet.
Hey, let's talk about what today is. Today is a big day in the tax life of corporations, isn't it?
Well, that's true, because today is the day that that corporations on a calendar year, whether you're a C corporation or an S corporation, have to file 2005 return or request an automatic 6-month filing extension.
So, automatic 6 months.
Right. You don't have to give a reason, just file the request form today.
You don't even have to sign anything, do you?
Nope.
You go to irs.gov, download the form.
Right. The form, the extension form is Form 7004.
Say that
again. You can download it right from the IRS form. In fact, you can actually fill it out and then download it. So you don't even have to, like, type it out separate or fill it out separate. You can just fill it right in on the website.
You do have to fill it in, though, and then download, print it out, and then mail
it. Print it out and mail it, exactly.
They won't let you can't actually file online, but they will let you fill it out online.
Correct.
That's pretty cool. And
yeah,
it's 7004?
7004, correct.
All right, so check that out, folks. And if you are a corporation only, a C or an S, right?
Correct, and you're on the calendar year.
On the calendar year, right. Not an S, I'm sorry, not an LLC, not a sole proprietor, not a partnership. Those groups fall in line with the personal dates, don't they?
Correct. You have another month if you're
including
if you're
the LLCs.
Correct.
Yeah, just the S corps, which I have, and the C corp, which is you know, most of the big guys, usually larger corporations, are C corps. So that's got to be done. That gives you till September 15th, right?
That's correct.
Yep, and no extension beyond that. I mean, that's the hard. You got one extension, right?
One shot, 1 6-month period.
Mm-hmm. And Barbara, for whatever, I know you've already done your taxes. Good for you. You're like the person who always does their homework. We haven't done ours. Actually, I don't even think about it. Right, we don't even think about it this early. We've got different things coming in that we don't always have by this date, and so we filed an extension.
Very good.
Extensions are the handiest thing since somebody put a pocket on a shirt.
That's That's right. And, you know, people are concerned that, well, if I file an extension, is that a red flag? Will that affect my chance of being audited? And the answer is no. That, it, you know,
absolutely
don't be
not
concerned. You're allowed to get the extension. That's what it's there for.
Well, I'm sure I can just see somebody in the IRS thinking, saying when an extension comes in, oh, thank God, another extension. We don't have to deal with this one right now. I mean, see, all these years, we've thought that the IRS gave us extensions for our benefit. It's really for their benefit, Barbara.
Oh, I see.
See,
so they don't, give them extra time.
See, this is a way of turning things around so that it makes it sound like they're doing us a favor, and we're doing them a favor.
Gotcha.
That's my story, and I tried to sell out to an IRS agent one time. He didn't buy it.
Yeah, okay. Good luck.
Anything else we need to know about taxes?
Well, yeah. You know, if you were a C corporation last year in 2005 and you want to become an S corporation for 2006, today's the deadline for filing. Hmm. So if you file the form to make your S election,
right,
you can be treated as an S corporation for all of 2006. If you wait till tomorrow, then the election doesn't become effective until 2007.
But not for 5. 5's gone. 5's history.
5 is gone. Nothing you can do about 5.
Right. So you have up until this date, March 15th.
Correct.
To elect that. Now,
correct,
if you
for 2006.
Right, exactly. And by the way, folks, I'll remind you of something. Some of you out there have filed as a corporation. You've registered as a corporation within the last, you know, short period of time, and you intend to be an S corporation. You've got to file that election. Once you register as a corporation, you're registering as a C corp. Then you have to elect to be an S corp, right, Barb?
That's correct. It's not automatic. It's not something that you just merely wish for. You just have to file the form. Again, it's so simple. And just an extra tip: check if you have to make a separate election for your state.
Right.
Just doing it for the feds may not make you an S for your state.
The other thing is, you've got 70, if I remember correctly, Barbara, from the time you file your corporate papers, you've got 75 days to elect that year to do the sub-S election that year.
That's correct.
And if you miss it, if you go 76 days, you have to operate as a C-Corp the rest of that year until the date Barbara was talking about earlier comes around.
That's absolutely true.
I've seen, the reason I point that out, Barbara, is I've seen companies get themselves into a bind like that. They literally miss the date, and they lose a whole year. And that could cost them a lot of taxes, couldn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a missed opportunity.
No question about it. 20 after, we're going to be right back with the anniversary girl, Barbara Weltman, right after these messages. Stay with us.
See you later, alligator. After a while, walk it off.
Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
We're back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with the anniversary girl, Barbara Weltman. Barbara, it's our 8th anniversary. Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you.
It was a great day, Barbara, when you joined us for the first time, and it's been a great partnership that you've allowed us to have with you over the last several years. We've watched your business grow. We've watched you launch new books. You've come back time after time after time. And folks, I've never, ever, ever, not one time, asked Barbara Weltman to do our show. Sometimes even the day before, just at the last minute when something else fell through, I've never asked her to help me help you that she didn't say yes. And Barbara, we thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you're an absolute classic example. When I talk to my audience about the dedication of our Brain Trust members, how much they really care about what small business owners are doing, the challenges they face, wanting to help them with the opportunities that are out there. You're a classic example of that, and I just wanted to make sure my audience knew that we feel that way about you. The new book, Small Business Survival Book.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it.
Well, it's a concise manual to make sure that you could run your business successfully. You know, the problem with many small business owners is that they're great at what they do. They may be a fantastic architect, for example, but they may not know how to run a business. And this is a book to help orient a person to the right mindset and the right skills needed to run a successful business so that you stay out of trouble and you stay on the right track.
I call that the parallel universe syndrome, Barbara, where you got two. When you're operating a business, you've got parallel universes. One universe is the universe that you just said. You're an architect, you're an accountant, you're in retail, you know shoes, you know submarines, whatever it is that you sell. You may be the world's expert. You may be the galactic expert on that topic. But then you've got this other parallel universe running along simultaneously with that universe, and that's the universe that's keeps you out of trouble, or where the law is, it's where accounting is, where tax is, where the operation is, all those things that has to be done, those housekeeping things. You know, everybody loves a baby, but nobody loves to change a dirty diaper, right?
Well, that's it. And you know, it's a lot of it is a mindset. A lot of it is just you have to start thinking like a business owner.
Right.
And you have to know when to turn to experts, what to do on your own, when to make decisions. And as you said, like we talked this morning about filing taxes, you don't necessarily have to complete the return.
Right.
But it's your responsibility to see that it gets done.
Don't you think that a lot more small businesses would be successful, would ultimately be successful rather than fail, if early on the owner said, okay, this must be done, who must do it? Am I the person? And if I'm not, I need to find the person who can do it, because these things must be done, whether that be taxes, whether it be hiring and getting the right people, whether it be doing marketing, whatever it might be. There are those parallel tracks, those things in this parallel universe that must be done, and if we're not the ones to do it, we've got to find somebody who can.
Well, that's true, and in fact, the book... There are 12 chapters, and two chapters are devoted to that. One is learning to delegate effectively for people that work with you. In other words, it's very hard for many small business owners to give up even a little bit of control, because they like to have their finger in every pot. But you have to be able to work with other people. And the other is when you have to turn to outsiders, to experts, to IT professionals or attorneys or accountants or insurance agents, and when to work with outside professionals to help you with your business.
Absolutely. Now tell the book, Small Business Survival Book, tell us
Correct.
Where it's available, please.
Oh, available, and we can always go to my website, BarbaraWeltman.com, and the books will be listed there, but they're available on any bookstore and through Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com.
All right. Barbara, what are some other things, when you and Jerry Silberman were working on your book, when you were thinking about some things to make sure that small business owners thought about, what would be an example of other things that you think people may not pay as much attention to as they should?
Well, another thing is monitoring cash flow and staying on top of your credit and your collections. You know, business owners think, well, you know, I have this job to do and I have that job to do, and therefore I'm making money. Mm-hmm. But unless you actually collect it and you have it to pay your own bills, you can get into trouble very quickly.
It's amazing how many times, Barbara, there have been people who have been out of business, and the day before they thought they were successful.
That's exactly right. They think, well, I have a contract for this, or I'm going to be getting money on that. But just because you're going to be doesn't mean that you have the money on hand to pay your bills in time. And if you can't pay your bills on time, you can't stay in business.
And profit doesn't enter into any of that, does it? It's all about cash flow.
It's all, cash is king when it comes to just running your business on a daily basis.
There's no question about it. Barbara, also, I want to mention the other books. We got 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks for 2006, the Jackie
right.
Lasser's books. That one's out. Also, Small Business Taxes for 2006. That's available wherever books are sold and at your website, right?
Correct.
BarbaraWeltman.com. Barbara, happy anniversary. Thank you for 8 great years. Let's do 8 more. What do you think?
You bet.
All right. Barbara, thanks a lot. We'll see you later.
Okay.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. That's WELTMAN. BarbaraWeltman.com. Quick break. Right back with Russell Brown. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administat.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.